What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who likely will Kamala Harris pick as her running mate?
Well, we don't know. This is a rushed process, so there's not the normal, you know, each potential candidate comes in and meets with the nominee. In fact, she's not specifically even the nominee yet. But my guess is this is going to happen very quickly. And there's probably three names that stick out in my mind. The first is the governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. He just won re-election very successfully, easily beat back to his Republican opponent. And Pennsylvania being a key state for the Democrats. Without Pennsylvania and its electoral votes, it becomes very, very dicey math-wise for the Democratic presidential candidate to win the election. So he's a key. He could be a key individual. Also, just by resume, Mark Kelly, the senator from Arizona, also, again, a key state for Democrats that Biden picked up last election in 2020. Mark Kelly, of course, a military veteran, astronaut, proponent of gun regulation related to Gabby Giffords, and also would be a very attractive candidate as well. And the last one, if she wants to go younger, both those individuals are well, I guess Josh Shapiro is, but Mark Kelly's almost the exact same age as Kamala Harris. But I would suggest Pete Buttigieg is probably the best communicator right now that the Democrats had. He's currently the U.S. Secretary of Transportation. And whenever the Democrats need someone to counter a Republican talking point, Pete Buttigieg will show up and do a very, very effective job.
Of those three, which one is most likely to be chosen as Kamala Harris's running mate?
Well, we don't know. When a candidate is picking their running mate, you know, you're always looking, do you want to balance out the ticket? Are you trying to pick up a particular state? Do you want to either match the characteristics of the candidate the same way that Clinton and Gore did, or do you want to, you know, find someone who is different than the candidate? Think of JFK and LBJ back in 1960. So it's a difficult choice to make. And I don't know. I don't have any inside knowledge on the way candidate Harris would make that decision. I think it's a tough decision. The other thing to keep in mind is you know, especially in the case of Mr. Shapiro and Mr. Kelly, they're currently in office, and that means they would have to leave that office, and that puts that office, you know, in threat to be picked up by the Republicans, which, you know, is something to be considered. So my guess is if I were to have to rank those three, I think probably Josh Shapiro might be number one because of his importance in the state of Pennsylvania, and probably Mark Kelly second, with Pete Buttigieg, I wouldn't say a distant third, but a third. But again, it would not surprise me if someone else outside of those three is the final selection. It really depends. You know, this is someone that's going to work with the president if they're elected for 4 years and reelected for 8 years, you would assume, without leaving the ticket. Do they feel comfortable with that individual? Have they met with that individual? Do they have some type of rapport? And we won't know that until these candidates officially are meeting with Ms. Harris.
And once the candidate is chosen, whomever it may be, how challenging will it be for them to put a campaign together to challenge Donald Trump in just a short time span of, say, 2.5-3 months?
Well, it will be a challenge. And the one thing that Ms. Harris will have going for her is she's already on the ticket. She was Joe Biden's vice president. So the campaign technically is for Biden and Harris. And Biden has already stated that everything that's in the campaign now goes to her. So she's got an established campaign already up and running. The message will be different, though. Of course, Kamala Harris is dramatically different than Joe Biden. And so the message that's going to be going forward has to be reworked, and they have to go through focus groups and see what's the best tact to use. Not impossible. And, you know, almost every other country in the world does it. We have incredibly long elections here, time-wise, whereas every other country seems to be able to do it in months. So it's not impossible, but it will be a test. Now, having said that, Donald Trump has the exact same problem. In fact, his problem may even be more exaggerated. He's already through their convention. Their entire convention was designed to highlight the weaknesses of Joe Biden. Joe Biden's not his opposition anymore. And so that opportunity through a convention that the Democrats will have in approximately 4 weeks is gone for President Trump. So now it becomes much more difficult for him to reset his campaign, especially, you know, while Joe Biden, the highlight was Joe Biden was old and senile. Donald Trump is only a couple years younger than Joe Biden. And there's going to be a very significant contrast with Kamala Harris if she does become the nominee and President Trump or ex-President Trump.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.